Since I left there almost 40 years ago, I thought it would be a great opportunity for me as well as for the college.
Why is it so important for Villa to start up their status of NCAA Division Sports?
You know, they want to increase full-time enrollment, and they want to create a buzz on campus, and athletics is the way to go to do that. So, you know, that was part of it. And then to get involved with the community is something that I'm really going to try to do as the athletic director. And we just think it's a great way to enhance the brand for the college. You know, we're going to add four sports, men's and women's basketball and men's and women's soccer, as soon as possible, and then move to at least 10 sports so that we can be a member of NCAA Division III.
What will be probably the biggest challenge in doing all of this?
Well, the biggest challenge is the time frame. I was just hired Friday, and I've been on the go since Friday, so getting everything done by September is a big challenge. I think Villa is the best-kept secret in Western New York. I really do, and I think that if we can get our name out there and get recruiting for the four initial sports, I think it'll be great.
What do you have to do? What do you dig into first?
Well, for instance, Friday night, Saturday, and all day yesterday, I was at high school games looking at players, talking to coaches, you know, reestablishing relationships with the coaches that I've had over the years. And also I've been on the phone looking to hire coaches for women's basketball and men's and women's soccer.
What is it about sports that just enhances the whole education experience for someone?
Well, everybody, you know, can get involved, not only the student athletes, but, you know, the students in general. They like to get out, and it's a great student activity for all the students to attend the games and identify with the different students in the different sports. So it really creates a buzz on campus.
Now, you spent a chunk of your career at Damon, correct?
I did,
25 years?
Yeah, 25 years.
What was that like and the successes that you brought to the school for a division?
Well, it was great. You know, when I started out, there were only two sports, men's and women's basketball. And when I left, there were 14 sports. And we were in the NAIA, and just recently in the last few years, we moved to NCAA Division II. And, you know, that was a lot of fun helping to develop that before I left.
How will this actually enhance what's happening in the community in and around Villa? It's on the border of Cheektowaga and the east side. Will these sports programs actually help and reach out to the community and the youth around it?
Absolutely. You know, just in the last few days, I've had several organizations contact me wanting to, you know, have some events at our facility, which is a very nice facility. I don't know a lot of people know that, but it's really a nice facility with a swimming pool and, you know, a large basketball with good seating. Arena. And so I've already been contacted. So I think both on the east side and in Cheektowaga, you know, we'll be able to attract a lot of events there and you know, help out in the community.
Well, Don Silveri from Villa Maria College, the new athletic director, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.